Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to... I hit live right when I hit live. Now I was like, am I taking notes? And hopefully you guys caught that because it'll be much funnier if you did. So welcome, everybody. If you are here to level up your cleaning company systems, you're in the right place. If you're here for anything else, you are probably going to be sadly disappointed. Where is my little chat thing so I can see everybody's have comings and goings? I always want to make sure I can see what's going on, but I never can figure it out. Hello, chat. Anyone say hello? I can't figure out my chats. Oh, there's a little chat. Hold on. Jolu in the house. I'm not going to tell you guys why because it's a big secret as of now, but I just got to talk to Jolu earlier today, and I'm not going to lie to you. It made my heart happy. So, all right, if you are looking to level up your cleaning company's systems, you're absolutely in the right place. Today, we are going to talk about exactly how to do that, why to do that, all the good stuff. The reality of the situation is so many of us depend on the systems that got us to where we're at to get us to the next level. And more times than not, the systems that may have been great to get us from 0 to 100 or 100 to 250 or 250 to 5 or 5 to a million, all that stuff, are not the same systems that are going to get you to the next level. So we kind of depend on old systems to get us to new places, but that's not how it works. We need the right systems at the right level, or at least scalable systems that'll take us all the way up. Deborah says, howdy from Texas. I love that you went full Texan with the howdy as opposed to the hello. Love it, Deborah. Glad to have you on the broadcast. So the reality of the situation is when you are stuck, all the time and money and effort and passion and life force that you put into your business. And again, don't tell anyone for whoever's on this live broadcast, but I am totally pretending to be a business coach. I'm actually just a recovering entrepreneur who's had his own business for the last 20 years. So I have been there. And the reality is every moment that you're stuck, we still put all our time and money and passion and effort and everything we have into these businesses. And when it goes when it's wasted, that just sucks the life out of us, time, money, energy, everything. And it'll kill your entrepreneurial drive. And I've seen problems like this, inability to or not understanding that I'm following these systems that got me to this place and they won't get me to the next place. I've seen that put people out of business just because they flat out give up. Natalie, I know you've dealt with lots of owners of cleaning companies. Has that been your experience, or am I totally making crap up?
No, for sure. I think a lot of them, because it's not just the business, right? A lot of other businesses you're dealing with. Well, I've got payroll coming up, or I need to find employees, or my inventory is low, or, you know, I had customer complaints. That's one level. But then with cleaning, a lot of the people that come to us are doing the cleaning on top of that. So there's this huge physical component to it. So not only are they emotionally kind of beat down and just kind of done, but physically they're just kind of burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, and the problem, Odin from Jamaica in the house, so glad to have you. Love our international friends. It's one of the fun things about this podcast is I'd say probably, I don't know, maybe 80% of the people we serve are in the United States, but we've got people from Jamaica. Miranda, I can't remember, she was from some cool island she sent us pictures from. We've got someone from the UK, we've had New Zealand, Australia. So cool to be able to connect with people from around the world, including you, Odin. So glad to have you. So yeah, and I think Natalie kind of nailed it on the head. A lot of times the belief that we have as owners of a cleaning company is if I just work harder, that will fix the problem, that will solve it. But the reality is doing more of the same isn't going to fix it. It's just going to get you faster in the direction that you're going. And if the direction you're going is when something goes wrong, we call Mike or we call Odin or we call Deborah, we call, you know, the owner, then it's really hard to scale that. And working harder just brings more of that until you're working 24/7. And you can't expand. You're physically stuck because Mike or Natalie or Deborah or Jolu or anyone can only do so much at one time. We've got to upgrade our systems before we can upgrade our business because we have physical limitations. Whereas systems where we can involve other people's labor and brains and strength is scalable, and we can do that more. So we've got to get rid of that craziness of working harder is going to fix it, or even worse. And I don't think people say this, but I think a lot of times they feel it. If I just work harder, it'll magically get better, right? Like, part of the reason I love owners of cleaning companies, I love serving this group, is there. You guys are a hard working bunch of individuals, raised with a good work ethic, which is great. But sometimes that can be to our detriment when we start feeling like that will save us and that will solve it. And good work ethic is absolutely required as a business owner. But if you have the good work ethic with the wrong systems, you're just learning how to climb a ladder really fast that happens to be leaning against the wrong wall, and it's not going to get you anywhere. You're running really fast in the wrong direction. So another belief that I hear all the time, which is absolutely going to kill you, is I don't have any systems. I need systems. The reality, you have systems. Every single one of your businesses have systems. They just oftentimes aren't getting the results that they want, right? Like, I have to do everything. No one knows what to do. So the system is everyone just figures it out on their own or calls you when they get into trouble. That is a system. It's a terrible system, and it's not going to probably get you the result that you want, but it is a system. So the good news is we can take ownership from every system in your business you've created, and there's a system for everything. Even if that system is, I don't know what to do, so I go home and quit and don't call anyone. Terrible system, but it is a system that you've created. The good news is, because you create every system in your business, you can recreate, uncreate, or change every system in your business. So the reality is, it's always a systems problem. You already have systems. If you don't like the results that these systems are bringing you, choose different systems. Do you have any examples? Like, I'm sure there's some examples that are great, Natalie. Anything you can think of off the top of your head that would help everyone grab this? Welcome, TJ. Glad you're here. Getting customers a good excuse. Absolutely. If anyone's going to miss a live deal, as long as they're getting a check or credit card authorization, you can be late every time or miss every one of these. Love hearing that. So, Natalie, any examples that I'm missing of how we all have systems or upgrading our systems and kind of get different results?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could even kind of replace systems with habits, right? Like, you may not realize that your habits are systems. So, you know, your mother-in-law calls and you have a system of, you know, turning off the ringer and not answering that call. If you've got something like a customer complaint and your system is to kind of put it towards the end of the day because you don't want to deal with it, and then kind of, you know, flag that email or whatever, and then hopefully forget about it, or maybe it'll go away. That's kind of like another system. When you're, you know, dealing with your employees, no call, no show, you give them a couple of, you know, chances, and you ask them to fix it, and then they don't, or they do, and then they kind of good for a couple of weeks, but you don't really follow up with them, and then eventually end up firing them. That's a really crappy one, but that's a system. So if you're replacing habits with systems, I think that's a little bit more relatable to some people, because they're like, I don't have any systems. I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. I'm like, everybody's got systems.
Yeah. And honestly, that brings us to the next point, which is there's a lot of beliefs that systems are super easy to install. If I just had the secret, if Mike would just write down the secret system and slide it over, if I could just read a book or something, everything would be great. But the reality is, certainly we need the right systems. That is important. I'm not downplaying it, but that's not the complete picture. We've got to follow the systems, right? So, like, perfect example that I thought of with Natty was giving some of her great examples, where we have a system for we do breakthrough calls with folks, and we kind of qualify or disqualify people. And yesterday she'd asked me about a certain application as to whether I thought we should use it or not. And being the snarky jerk that I am, I responded, well, what did it say on our system? And she's like, I don't know. She started making it up from memory. The right answer is, I didn't look at our system. So the system that I had in my mind and hoped and dreamed was, if I wrote it down, hello, Club de las Quarant. I can't even say that, man. Welcome. He's from Arizona. I got someone, or she, I can't even tell. Another Arizonan in the house. Welcome. Glad to have you. So the reality is, just saying from, you know, on high, I as the owner of deeming this is the new system, is almost garbage. It's almost worthless, right? Until you get buy-in from the people. And what had happened with our system is our VA, our virtual assistant, Christy, who helps us with us, had asked Natalie. So she'd broken the system that was written down on a Google Doc she had access to. And Natalie, instead of going, hey, we have that written down, follow the system, broke the system again and came to me. And had I answered that, which is owners is often our we're want to do, then I would, the new system is now, Christy asked Natalie, Natalie asked me, I make something up off the top of my head, which isn't as good as the thing that I wrote down a month ago when I was kind of level headed and not stressed out or worried about anything else. That's the new system. And as good as our, even though we have stuff written, it's not a system until you're following it. So the reality is, you need a system to systematize your business, right? Some of you know, we used to, let people have access to the Clean Profit Method alone as a standalone product. We don't do that anymore because we realize the information alone is useful, but people weren't getting transformational results. They were just getting little bumps here and little bumps there from these ideas. Until we really get together and walk you through and help you systematize installing systems into your business, it doesn't work. So every system that you have, even if it's in your brain, that's not a system, that's a secret, right? And even when I had written that particular system down on Google Docs and explained it to Natalie and explained it to Christy or me, I'm not sure, it wasn't a system. So it's a system when it happens, whether you're there or not, right? And it would have been easier. It would have taken me 10 seconds to just tell Natalie to do this and she tell Christy and yes or no, whatever. But it took me 15 minutes to go over Natalie and Natalie had a call. It was a big pain in the neck, but hopefully now we've solved that forever. So the thing about system is, when we're working in our business, we're doing things that will need to be done again. Sandy Virgo in the house. So glad to see your virtual face. She gives me the glad hands, makes me smile. So working on things that are going to have to be done again is not systems, that's working, right? So if every time we had an application for a breakthrough app, and we have hundreds come in, then I had to make a decision. Then we now have a system that Christy calls Natalie, Natalie calls me, I stop what I'm doing, I think about it, I tell Natalie, Natalie tells, and say it takes 12 minutes a pop. Or we could solve it one time, which is a bigger pain in the neck, forever. So the reality with the systems are, the first piece is really understanding what to do, and we don't want to downplay that, but how to make sure that that happens in an automated way, that's where the work comes in, right? I wish I could, we tried with the Clean Profit Method, just like, here's the system, here's everything you need to grow your cleaning company, but until we give you a system to systematize, it doesn't work. Another belief that gets people stuck, which really I think does a lot more harm than good, is I need systems for everything. People have this like magic land where everything, like the uniforms are ordered this way, and we unlock and lock the door that way, and we do the wall colors are this way, and we use this type of a carpet, and there's, you know, all these kind of like specific details. I think a lot of it came from the E-Myth, which is a great book, and as we grow, that may be the level. But most of us, if we're under, gosh, even 20 or 30 million in revenue, we don't need that level of system. So what happens are, because we don't know what systems are important, we just start trying to do all of them and we do everything at once. So the reality is, you really need three big chunks, three things that need to get installed in your business for you to grow and be successful. The first is the foundation, right? And foundation is going to be stuff like, where are your goals? What are your core values? The goals are where you want to go. The core values are the rules that you play by to get there. Are you bidding, billing, and tracking properly? Are your numbers set up in such a way you can scale, right? If you're not making enough cash or making enough profit, then that's not scalable. Really understanding at a deep level who your customer is, what their pain is, how you uniquely solve it, how to communicate that to them, where they go to solve it. All these are foundational issues that have got to be solved before you can grow. TJ says systems are proactive responses to future decisions versus making up or trying to remember what the heck to do in the thick of things. Well, that's a lot fancier way of saying what I'm saying, TJ. Thanks a lot for making me feel dumb, but he's right. He's exactly right. Proactive just means instead of not in the thick of the battle, we kind of create, this is what should happen when this situation arises, as opposed to dealing with it when the situation arises, because I might, just like, you know, what he said, in the thick of things, I might be frustrated, I might do this, I might be doing six things at once, whatever. So you're exactly right, TJ. So again, the reality is, so back to the three big chunks that you need to kind of make it easier. We need foundational stuff. Where are we going? What are the rules we play by? Who do we serve? And what kind of financial model can we put together so it's effective? The second is a client attraction system. And the two key words to that are attraction and system. So we're not chasing, right? You can go and beg your client and tell, you know, we want to sell today. We always want to sell when we want to sell, which is now. The problem is clients don't want to buy when we want to sell. They buy when they want to buy, right? So the way we have our business set up is we attract the right people. So when you guys are ready, you reach out to me and I help you. And I'm not chasing you trying to sell. We want but you guys sell the opposite way. A lot of times you go to people and trying to get them interruptive marketing, right? They're working on something. You're like, let's talk about your cleaning. Are you miserable about this? And you try and create pain that doesn't exist. Mallory from Saskatchewan in the house. I think we've got three or four countries represented here already, and we're only in 10, 15 minutes. So glad to have you, Mallory. So we want to have a client attraction system that does not require the owner to be calling or cold calling or face-to-face or door knocking or all that stuff. Peggy says her system is procrastination is not good. Well, I'm glad that you acknowledge it is a system. It's just not getting you the results that you want. Thank you for being so transparent and sharing that, Peggy. I have used a procrastination system before, and I can vouch it is not good. So once you've got your foundation systems created, right? And we haven't talked anything about what kind of key to use and what color the van should be or any of that crap, right? We're getting the big chunks that need to work. Second is a client attraction system that turns automated system and process to turn strangers into people that know, like, and trust you. Hint, I am on this Facebook Live right now with many strangers who I would like to know, like, and trust me, right? So feel free to knock off what I'm doing and do a Facebook Live for your people, right? This is a great way for me to have one conversation with many people, and I'm going to release it on my podcast and as a blog and on our YouTube channel. So I can do this work once right now and enjoy having a great conversation with you guys, and it will continue in the future getting people to know, like, and trust me. And the second piece of that, which everybody forgets because we want to buy now, right? So this would only work if I was like, hey, everybody on here, buy right now. Whether you need my help or not, buy right now. And then I just quit. I would probably get very little results. But if I keep doing these for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of broadcasts, which we've done, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you will reach out to me going, I need your help. And somebody, dozens of people right now are listening to people that are, to work I'd done years ago and becoming to know, like, and trust me. And some of you guys are listening real time, and 2 or 3 years from now, this piece of content we're creating will still exist, and people reach out. Club de las Cuarentonas says 5-star cleaners and their name in Phoenix. I hate to tell you, Club, this is other owners of cleaning companies, so there's not a good chance they're going to call and ask you for your services, but I appreciate the shout out. All right, so we want to make sure that we're really getting our big systems in place first. So we want foundational systems, client attraction systems, and then the key, which, and most people get the client attraction system, but they forget on the employee attraction system, which is huge. They just think when it's time to, hey, Ed says, hello, Grow, my cleaning business nation, South Florida here. Good to have you. Always love going to Florida. That place is awesome. The final piece is a client attraction system, and this has got to be a system. And I'll tell you the system most of you are working, which does not work. When I need people, I put an ad up and hope for the best. The problem is that system, a good system, does one of two things. One, you do warm body syndrome. Whoever shows up today, we'll start today, I hire. And generally, that's not the best person. So you just kind of exacerbate the problem of we've got a bunch of bad, crazy people running around trying to clean. Or I'm going to wait and really sift through and make it a difficult process that could take a week or two to hire somebody and really get them up to speed. But that means I need to have started hiring weeks ago, right? So the system is already set up to fail because people don't quit, you know, as well as I do in the cleaning business. They don't give 2 weeks notice, and they do, they probably quit after 2 days after that and start doing bad work immediately. They quit right now. Or sometimes you might get a job that's going to start right now and need 2 or 3 people. So our system is a very reactive, we need people 2 or 3 weeks from now system, but the reality of our business is we need people right now. We need them when we need them. Deborah says, I hear you. So we want to have those are the three big systems that you want to put into place: foundation, client attraction system, employee attraction system. And one of the things that people go nuts for is software. And it drives me crazy because software is great and can absolutely be a great tool. But the reality is people do it backwards. So they find a hammer, and instead of going, here's the house I'd like to build, what tools do I need? They find a hammer and go, what could I build with this? Right? Which is a problem, because if I need a house, a hammer ain't going to get it done. It might be a piece, but it's not going to get it done. And hammers have strengths and weaknesses. And if I build my house around the strengths and weaknesses of a hammer, I can't imagine. It'd be a fun thing to be like, what kind of house could you build with just a hammer? I'm guessing it would not be a great house. Same with systems, right? We find a software product that might have some great features. And instead of really knowing what we want and having systems built in our company with clear definitions of where we're going and how we want to get there, we just start saying, well, this tool has these features, so I'm going to mold my company to this piece of software, which is nutballs, as opposed to saying, I'm going to really get clear on what my company needs to look like and where I'm going and what systems I have in place to get there. And then I'm going to find software that'll serve me, right? So when I need a hammer, when I need a nail into a wall, a hammer's a great tool. But when I'm trying to build a house, maybe not so much. Whitney says, hello from Vermont. Great to have you, Whitney. Anything I'm missing, Natalie, before I move on?
No, I think you've really covered all the points. It's just a matter of creating a system when you're level-headed and cool-minded and following that system and then being okay with it not working and kind of reworking it.
Yeah, I think that's about as good of a summary as you can get. All right, the one last dragon we need to slay that holds you guys back and kills you, makes your life miserable, is this false belief of I can't systematize certain things. So at a low level, it's I have to clean. Nobody cleans like me. Maybe that's the case. Maybe nobody does clean by you, like you. But there are huge multimillion-dollar companies where the owner's not cleaning. So if they can get that result, you can get that result. And you might say, I don't want that result. It's more important for me to have my hands on everything than it is for me to grow. That's fine. But if you want to grow and you don't want to clean, you're going to have to trust and teach and systematize onboarding and teaching people to clean. Jose says, I find it easier to come up with systems than it is to have others follow them. Your ex nailed it. I didn't, you know what? I was trying to say that earlier, Jose, and I think you said it better than I could. It is really easy to come up with systems. It's really hard to get other people to follow them. Good ideas are a dime a dozen. The skill comes in leading. Man, I'm loving Jose. Leading, right? Not bossing others to follow. Any suggestions to get buy-in? Gosh, that's a great system or great question. I'm absolutely going to stop what I was talking about and answer that, Jose, because that was, you nailed it. So first and foremost, core values are the key. And you said it right. Leading is, you can't lead people to do what you want. You can't manage people to do what you want. You can lead the right people to do the right things in the right circumstances. So that starts with, we talked about having a foundation, and step one of that foundation is core values, right? So with Natalie, hopefully, as my wife and of course someone that helps me with this business or we work together, we have similar core values, right? We're about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And if that wasn't who she was, we're not going to be able to serve well together. I'm never going to be able to beat her into doing or convince or cajole or beg or whatever I might try. It's not going to work. But when, so there's two things. One is core values. If we don't have that, nothing's going to work, right? I can maybe force her to do something while I'm watching, but as soon as I turn my head, Mickey Dean says, priority clean, awesome info. Glad to have you, Mickey. Glad you're getting value. So we have to have that core values match or nothing's going to work. After that, the good news is once I do have that core values, all Natalie has to believe is whatever system I'm trying to implement is going to make this environment that we're doing more fun, more money, more helping out, more being real. As long as it's following the core values, I can get her to do it. The second thing, and you have to have the core values. So that's 70% of it. The last 20 or 30% is really getting buy-in, which is nice because, first of all, Natalie, more times than not, is smarter than I am. So when I just decide going, coming down from on high and be like, I have thought about it, this is the best answer, we're going to do it this way. 9 times out of 8, I don't have the right answer. It's not a complete answer, and it's going to need to be modified. So when I can pull in the bright people that I've hired, and that's a whole different conversation, but we need to hire people as smart or smarter than I am, or than you are. And in my case, I married smarter and better looking than me, which is that's advanced level stuff. We'll talk about that later. Janet says, we're talking clean from Utah. Good to have you. Okay. So if we can, first and foremost, we have to have a core values match or none of this is going to work. Second, we've got to make sure that we, not make sure, but it always helps in supercharge when we get buy-in. So as opposed to me going, listen, I'm smart, you're stupid, here's what I've decided, chip chop. That can work with core values. I mean, you wouldn't say it that way. But what's better is, hey, Natalie, I have got some ideas. I would like to get the company to be more effective and efficient and more fun and make more money. And I think we can help at a greater level. And I want to be real with you. I'm not the genius. I don't have all the answers. So if you could help me come up with a system that's going to get that result, I'd really appreciate it. So if Natalie's got buy-in in the system, she's, or anyone, they're much more likely to, or if they come up with it, A, you get two brains as opposed to one, which is great. And B, the buy-in's a lot easier when they're following their own system and their own core value. So to answer your question, the short version, Jose, is if there are systems and our values, easy to get buy-in. If it's my system and my values, it's going to be tough. TJ says, being okay with your system not working the first time, at least for me, is the hardest part. So true. That's a great point, TJ. When I was younger and dumber, and I'm not young anymore, but I'm still dumb half the time. But when I was even younger and even dumber, I would do that. I would go, hey, I figured this out. This is what we're going to do. And it was always wrong. So the employees didn't trust me. And I learned to go to them going, hey, here's version 1.0, and it's probably going to be garbage, and you guys are a lot smarter. But the only way we're going to get this thing better is if you guys follow the system exactly. If you don't follow it, we'll never know if it works or not. Like the example I gave earlier with Natalie deciding, or Christy trying to decide if we're going to do a accept someone for a breakthrough or not. We had to change the system. It didn't answer the question clearly, but we would have never known that the system was deficient unless we were following it. So hopefully they had the freedom to know that I wasn't mad at them or going to yell at them or be angry or fire anybody. I just wanted to follow the system so we could improve it and we could incorporate their ideas. Peggy says 9 times out of 8, you don't have the right answer. LOL. That's the math, Peggy. I've got stats to back that up. So, the last kind of hurdle we've got to get over is that crazy belief and that wrongheaded belief that I can't systematize everything in my business. I was just talking with my millionaire mastermind family yesterday, and the scheduling, for whatever reason, a couple of folks in there are not believing that they can systematize the scheduling. I have to do it. They don't know who's on call, who's going to do this, who's going to do that, and they make it much more complex than it is. And you probably do that as well. The reality is every decision you make goes through, Walter says, that sucks, I'm late. Luckily, these are recorded, Walter. You can hear the recording if you miss something or need to hear it again. So the reality is we always go through an if-then sequence in our head, and it's just a pain in the butt to write that down. If this guy calls out, then what do I do, right? You're not just magically coming up with things. In your mind, you're going through kind of a checklist of, well, if this doesn't work, if this guy calls out, I should do this. And if this doesn't work, I should do this. And the reality is we just have to write that down. And that is very hard to do. It's not fun work. And that's why it gets paid so well. So we've got to kill that belief of there are certain things, whether it's cleaning or scheduling or hiring or whatever it is that you don't want to do. If you believe you're the only one to do it, we got a problem. But the example I gave them is we have, in the United States or in the world, we have learned a process to remove a living human heart from a human being, take it out and put another heart in there and sew the guy up. And it works. That's a very complex process. If people can, and there are hundreds of people on the earth that can do that, if we can write that down and systematize that process, I promise you we can systematize who's going to clean what today, right? So we really got to make sure that we've got going, hold on, there's I feel like the chat has run. Peggy says, I'm alone. No one to go to ask. That's difficult. That's why I go to your Facebook group. Fantastic, Peggy. So glad to have you here. We've got a lot of solopreneurs. Peggy says, don't you mean 8 times out of 9? You're missing the joke, TJ. That's what's funny. 8, 9 times out of 9. All right, offline, I'll explain to you why that's funny, TJ. You're killing me. And I will say for you solopreneurs, you definitely want to make sure that you are engaging. We've got that Facebook group. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/Facebook, you can apply to be in that group. I think there's 7,000 other owners of cleaning companies. Certainly all of our people in our elite program. Yes, you absolutely want a community that you can bounce stuff off of. And these live events, that's why we do it, where I can answer questions you have. Odian says, what's the best client traction system? So that's a great question, Odian, but we've only got 20 minutes and we only do one subject at a time. Today is systems. I promise we will talk client attraction. We've done hundreds of broadcasts on that. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, I promise you there are a ton of resources on how to do that. Walter says, live by your advice, man. I hate missing the daily dose of Cleaning Nation. Love you, Walter. That is so cool. You make my whole day. And then Thomas, TK, my favorite people are Thomas and Kristen, but my least favorites, I always come in as TK, so I never know who I'm talking to. I have to guess from context. But he says, you will not regret contacting Mike and seeing if he can help. Thank you so much. I can Vogue. I'm guessing he's saying he can, what's the word he's looking for? I don't think it was Vogue.
Vouch.
I'm sure you can Vogue as well. That's got to be Thomas. Kristen would have never.
I would actually like to see the Vogue if Thomas posted a video of that.
Video, share that. You lived with these guys for 3 days. You guys are the best. Saved our bell. Kristen, Thomas, you guys are so sweet. Can't wait to give you guys the love. All right. So the reality of the situation is once you can get these systems in place and you have a system to implement, it was Kristen and she can't spell. Love you, sister. I miss those guys. We got to do another event where I invite non-millionaire mastermind folks because they are just amazing human beings. Okay. So the reality of the situation is once you get these systems in place and equally importantly, you have a system to systematize your business, you will finally be able to get the time and money freedom that probably got you in this business in the first place. So many people I talk to day in, day out, got into this business because they didn't love their job. They couldn't make the money they wanted. They were capped. They were being told what to do and when to do it. And they didn't like their boss. And they want to do their own thing. The problem is they just went from a crazy human boss to a crazy non-human boss of themselves that never gives them a break and is constantly making them work. And they've lost the time and they're sometimes making less money than they did. If that's you and you would like help creating and implementing these systems in your business, I would love to spend some time diving into your business, looking at what's working, what's not working, where you are now, where you want to go, and see if I can't help come up with a system to get you where you want to be. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There is our free masterclass that we put up a while back. It is the best of the best of what I have to teach you. That is exactly where you start. If that really connects with you, you'll have the opportunity to spend some time with me to figure out how to make that work. But go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for that free complimentary masterclass right now, especially Odin. I don't know if it's Odin. I think that's what it is. We talk a lot about systems to attract client attraction systems in there. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. For sure, check out the masterclass. It's the best of the best. There's a bunch of other stuff, but we've just done hundreds of broadcasts and I don't want you guys to get overwhelmed because it's easy to get overwhelmed. So start there where I kind of distilled it down. Kim Johnson, you are so sweet. Team Mike and Natalie is the only way to go. I'm just glad I was in there. Usually it's Team Natalie is the only way to go. And sometimes Mike won't shut up and we're stuck with him, but I'm glad that, Kim put me in there.
That's because you do all the beating up. I do all the, it's going to be okay. Let me show you how to do it.
That's true. Natalie's the nice, kind, loving voice. And I'm the less of all of those things voice. TJ says, geez, I tried to reverse it to make it funny. Instead, I reversed the reverse, and now I look bass-ackwards. TJ, you may have said something funny, and I may have been too dumb to get it, but I don't know.
We love you anyway, though.
We do love you anyway. TJ is great, and he has some of the best-looking kids out there. Ed says, getting ready for a shift instead of medical sales to all my physician's office for the last 11 years. Going to start cleaning them. Love it. Going to need your help with the system. Love the podcast. Thanks for the great advice. Very helpful. So glad I could help, Ed. Check out growmycleaningcompany.com. I really would encourage you to do that, that online masterclass. It is awesome. It is complimentary. You can't miss. Check it out. Kim, you're the best. All right, guys, gals, we are running at a half hour. I always try to keep these things. So funny. My millionaire mastermind folks, of which Kim is one, I'm always encouraging them, teaching them how to create content and create these systems. And they get scared on the Facebook Lives, and they'll go for like 6 minutes. I'm like, go longer. You guys have something to say. I'm the opposite. I try to keep it at 20 and 30 minutes in. Everyone's giving me the stink. I got to shut up. So see Kim and Jason, if you're around, I promise these work. You can do it. Yeah, now he's giving the stink. I got to shut up. All right. You guys are the best. Luckily, we will be back. So even if I shut up now, we'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great week, Cleaning Nation. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the masterclass. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.